This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Tune in every week to learn something new about digital marketing and entrepreneurship. And now, over to the voice of your host, Dukshin Adyantaya. Enjoy the show.
And here we are, starting a new week with some great inspiring journeys to let us sail smoothly through this week. And speaking about journeys, have you ever wondered about a life where you can make a living out of travel? Too good to be real, right? But today we got these siblings who love to travel, and maybe we can get some pro tips from their journeys. So in the virtual studios today are Shannon and Kristen Vogel. Hello, Shannon. Hello, Kristen. How are you both doing?
Oh, so nice to be here.
Yes, I love it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for making time. And Shannon and Kristen are identical twins from New York who have traveled to 21 countries and counting. And they have spent the last 29 years traveling around the world, exploring new cultures, meeting incredible people, and learning life lessons. They also host the Vogel Twins podcast. And let's get to know more about their superpowers of these twins. So ladies, tell us a bit more about yourself and about everything that you're up to these days.
Yes. Wow. You did a great introduction.
I know. I'm like, why are we here? No.
You did a great job. I don't even know how to add to that, honestly. But yes, we do have a travel podcast, yeah. The Vogel Twins. And yes, I'm Shannon, this voice, if you guys can recognize. Yes.
And I'm Kristen, this voice.
This will be like a fun game for you as well.
Yes, let's see who's back.
I can just imagine you both look so identical. Forget the voice part of it. For me to even differentiate between Shannon and Kristen right now from a feature point of view is very difficult. So forget about even recognizing from the voice perspective.
Well, you know what we do tell? We get this question a lot, honestly. Like, how do you tell the difference? And we are very kind twins. And I, Shannon, have longer hair. And yes. Kristen has shorter hair.
So like, we usually say Kristen cut. And then Shannon just has long hair.
Yeah, it's like Shannon's the other one. So it helps people a lot. But when you do get to know us on a deeper level, it is, believe it or not, much easier to tell a difference.
Yeah.
I kind of believe our essence really shines through in personality. Yeah. But I know when people like meet us at first, they're like, oh my goodness. Like, you guys are so identical, which honestly is the best conversation starter when we travel. So I honestly love it. Like, yeah, I'm not at all like turned off by people coming up to us. I think it's a great conversation starter, and I love people. So I get really excited that they're excited that I'm just being me. So
yeah, it's really kind of flattering, honestly.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And it makes our podcast a lot easier and travel a lot easier because we get to meet so many people being twins.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Right. And what are you both up to these days?
These days. Well, it's actually kind of funny you ask, because the podcast is like kind of our like side hustle, to be totally honest. Like, day to day, we're actually product designers, and we do like UI, UX. So we're designers in a way that kind of,
we help products obviously build with engineers and things like that. But I think our like main thing with like traveling and stuff like that is the podcast day to day. You know, like, we just finished our third season.
Yes.
And we literally just wrapped that up, I want to say like last week, actually.
We did.
Which is so much fun.
Yeah. And we're now recruiting people, and we're trying to get some really interesting guests. I'm really excited for what we've already have planned out. And we do have a few trips coming our way. So like, we are planning some few safe trips, obviously, with the world that we're in.
Yes.
But we're doing our investigation. We're trying to do some trips and bring our audience along the way. So we're really excited to see what comes
out of 2022 happens for us.
We're being very hopeful.
I know traveling is a weird space today, but we always try to be mindful of like what's going on in the world.
True. Exactly.
True. So to sum up this, actually, product designing is your side hustle while podcasting and travel is your full-time job.
Yes. Well, we do both. Yes.
Like, yes.
We're very ambitious.
Okay, super. So let's start with the 21 countries. Firstly, the concept of earn and then plan your trip. What's really the secret behind planning those trips, regardless of your savings? You have been a pro in that. So let's try and understand from you both. How do you really earn and then plan, or do you plan and then figure out earning?
I feel like, you know what it is? I am a very visual person. So I'm the kind of person who starts off by visualizing the trip. So I go on like Pinterest, Instagram, TikTok, and I kind of find places that I really love and I'm inspired by. And then from there, I kind of investigate the budgeting, to be totally honest, because it's like,
as much as I love to fantasize this amazing dream world of travel, the reality is you got a budget for us anyway. That's our reality. So for us, we kind of pick a place and then try to figure out how to make that work because that's kind of like our big thing.
You always try to make sure like, you know, like, okay, like let's say we want to go to Peru. And I want to make sure like, okay, like if this is going to be the trip of this year, or like, you know, how long further into the, you know, trip that we want to be into, like, how do we do this? So a lot of the times I think it's like, I agree with you. I think it's like pretty much our budgeting. I would be like, okay, like I'm going to be working like this many hours. I have to say no to certain plans to make sure that I can afford this trip and things like that. So
and we have this one thing that I think that's really helped us kind of budget dirt while we travel though, is we have this, like, I feel like it's an unspoken rule. I don't know if you even know if we do this or not. But we always kind of plan in a way where it's like, okay, like we do like one fancy meal a day. Like, we treat ourselves to a nice dinner, but we always, we do hostels. Like that's like another saving thing. But we enjoy whenever free breakfast is included. So it's like one of those things where we try to make some conscious decisions while we travel so we can really enjoy things. And when it comes to planning certain things, like what can I sincerely do by myself? Like what don't I need a tour guide for? Yeah. There's certain experiences where a tour guide would be super beneficial and it's great for the tourism as well and the knowledge. So I'd recommend doing tours just to help the local communities. But then there's some experiences where, especially because I love solo traveling with you and like trying to get to local experience, what can I explore on my own being safe as well, being female travelers? You also have to think of your safety. So you really have to weigh the pros and cons of a lot of things. So that's kind of our mindset when we're trying to plan a trip and budget it and make it as fun as we can make it, you know?
Right. And I'm going to get to that part of solo traveling as well as from the part of more into the details of planning. But before that, you know, those people who really have full-time jobs, can't get leaves from work, or, you know, even are entrepreneurs who can't necessarily make time for travel, right? How does this process work for them? How do they plan travel better so that they can travel more, at the same time, keep a work-life balance?
That's a great question. And that's something I also think that really depends on an occupation as well, in my opinion. Like, I'll say this, being, like I mentioned earlier, we're product designers. That gives us the flexibility to work with a computer. Like we don't have to necessarily be in an office. So that's so we have a huge flexibility to travel. I have much more flexibility to travel. But it also comes as well to people who don't have that flexibility, you know, having to be on a computer and stuff like that. I think it's really important to weigh in general with your life decisions. What kind of company do you want to work for? Do they value the work-life balance? That's something that going into whatever job I'm ever going into is that's really important to me because travel is a priority for me. So I kind of look into like, you know, how many vacations days do they have? Like how many can I really budget in a way? And sometimes you want to utilize, you know, those long weekends. Sometimes we get like, you know, Martin Luther King. Well, we're in America, we're in New York. So we get like Martin Luther King or like President's Day or whatever, like those long weekends, utilize those free days that you get and extend the vacation. So you're not using too much of your vacation days.
Yeah. If you need to, you know, sparingly have them.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm understanding because I've been there, have done that. And you definitely have to try and work with also airlines, like make sure to get an airline at night, not during the day. So you have one full work day and that won't waste it as well.
Yeah.
So you have to be a bit mindful. And like we said, when it comes to planning, be very thoughtful about like what's important to you. And if those vacation days are limited, how can you expand them as best as you can?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, these 2 years of not traveling, how did you cope up with that first? And how are you actually planning for the future trips now that things are opening up relatively better?
Yeah, honestly, that's a fantastic question since that's pretty much what's happening right now, you know? And I think that for this past 2 years, something that obviously it was really pretty disheartening that we couldn't travel. And granted, like the world is the way it was. So obviously we were being mindful. We're not traveling, making sure that we, you know, staying home because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But during that time, which was really hopeful, I would say, is actually the podcast. Like we ended up being able to reach out to other people and all over the world and talk to them about their culture, their countries, like things that like, you know, drive people to travel. And it kind of still brought that travel community together during that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really like absolutely love that we had the podcast during that time. And now that things are, you know, opening up a little bit more, the research is obviously a lot different than when it started beforehand. So now when we're like, you know, wanting to go somewhere, we always try to make sure like, okay, like what are the protocols? Do we need to quarantine for a couple of weeks? Like that also goes hand in hand with, you know, making sure that like for people who need to take certain days off, can I do that?
Yeah.
You know, like granted, we have a little bit more flexibility. So yes, I can quarantine for a certain amount of time if needed be, you know? So right. I think that's like really important, like now that as, you know, the world is the way it is, we need to, you know, keep in mind, like hey, like, what are the protocols in this other country rather than looking at your own? Because I know sometimes, you know, for us being in America, the traveling is a little bit different within, you know, state to state. And granted, if I went to Europe, it's very different. You know what I mean? So I have to make sure that while I am preparing these sort of travels, I need to keep in mind of, you know, what's the protocols in other countries? Am I making those protocols? Can I take that time off? Like all those things.
And be respectful about all of that course, as well. Yeah. Definitely be respectful. Right. But if you want to add though, because you did mention how hard and difficult it's been not to be able to travel. I think the biggest blessing because I could not travel is also appreciate where we're from and live. Yeah. I think for me, I've always been on the go and I've always planned the next trip and want to see the world. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, that's like our whole mantra is just keep going, see what you can, be the best person you can be. But I think these past 2 years have definitely humbled me and made me also appreciate the things I take for granted around myself. I think for me, like we call it a staycation. That's what I like to call it. It was like a staycation where I finally visited that park I've been like, you know, not doing for some reason. Like I was like, I've always been so close to these things, but took it for granted. So I've also taken this time to really appreciate where I'm from as well. So even though I agree with you with all your planning, it's also been a really nice experience to re-explore where we're from again. And, you know, it, just appreciate where you're from. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I feel like as travelers, you always want to keep going, 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 but it's also really nice to slow down as well.
I agree.
Right. Okay. And I'm going to talk about that podcast now. You know, you, even with your podcast, you encourage your guests to share so many stories, which are truly fascinating and inspiring, right? I heard an episode on that haunted stories and was totally blown away with that. Now, from you know, both of you, I want to know who were your three favorite guests on the show and what did they teach you with their stories?
That's an unfair question because I really do mean it though when I say that every person brought something super interesting
and
to the table.
That's what I loved about them.
That's what I really liked about this past season, which I'm so proud about it, is and like the different topics of people that we brought in. But I will say, if I have to pick like interesting experiences, not just favorites, just something that like was really different for the both of us, I'm glad you highlighted that episode because that was such a cool experience for the both of us. What I really thought was really interesting with when we traveled to Chicago, we got to actually do the hunt. And what was really cool about that was that during the episode, when you listen to it, we like, he convinced us to go.
Like, at first I was like, hell no, am I going on a ghost hunt? Like, I appreciate what you do, but that is like, you know, the number one, you know, horror movie thing I'm not about.
No. Like who willingly goes to a place where people have like gotten like the worst scares of his life, you know? He's like, do you like to come? And I was just like, the more you listen to the episode though, the more entranced you are with his story and like what really happened. And it was really, I think, really interesting because the interview is called American Hauntings with Troy Taylor. And he was just, what I really respected about him is that he is a historian first. That's what I thought was really cool. He's not this, I mean, I'm not at all diminishing anyone's occupation because like some people, like you have some, you know, hesitancies about like the legitimacy of like a ghost hunt or like whatever your beliefs are. But I just want to take it for face value. Like this man has made it his life's work to debunk some of these myths and understand why these places are haunted. So the fact that we got to go there and experience and bring our audience along the ride, that episode, and especially that person is really special to the both of us. So that's one guy that I would definitely say he really opened my world to the ghost, to ghost hunts and just respect the craft, you know, like I was like, that's really, really cool. The second person, which I think, cause I know you said three. The second person for me, you tell me if you agree or not. Another really unique character was Captain Garth. I have never talked, which I think is a kind of interesting idea. He is the captain of the Louis R. French.
Yes.
And we have an episode where we talk to him about his journey becoming a captain of the oldest, what are they
called? Windjammer.
Windjammer in America. And he invited us on the sail with him for 4 days and get to watch him and his crew go around the coast of Maine. So we got to join him and his crew and meet the most incredible people. Yeah. And what was so fun about it is that what was really cool was the disconnect of technology. There was no internet at all.
You can't get Wi-Fi in the ocean.
That's a, I mean, I'm okay with it, but some people might be scared.
But you know what? It really was such a beautiful trip too. Cause that was like, I would say our first genuine trip going to see a guest and having that intention together. So that was also, I would say, a really special trip to kind of experience that. And also too, I think that he was someone that like I never really thought about like that sort of traveling. Like mm-hmm. he like you know, lives on the sailboat. Like you know, yeah. like it's like a very fascinating and different lifestyle that I have never experienced myself or even thought of traveling in that style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a very fascinating episode. And I was taught so much. And it made me be like, I'm on a sailboat now. Like, this is amazing.
Like, where's the application for Captain Shannon and Kristen?
Yeah, I was like, I'm ready to sign. I'm ready to sign. And what would you say our third guest would be? It's like so hard to say because I feel like they all are genuinely fantastic.
I know.
Another one that would be, I would say, like, maybe I have, like, a very fondness for, or something that I would say, like, I've learned a lot, maybe,
mm-hmm.
was, I would say, maybe the van life, or there was also, we have so many, we had a woman, she was in Alaska doing research and a lot of things like that. That was really cool to talk
to her.
Jenna
was actually fantastic. I will say, you know what? I'll chime in on that. If we're getting a definite third, I would say this wonderful woman that you just mentioned is Jenna Kunz. We mm-hmm. met her studying abroad in Italy back years ago. And she was just an interesting character. She was so unique and we've stayed friends since then. So mm-hmm. I was so honored that like years later we reconnected and we're like, hey, would you like to be on since
about what you're doing right now?
She is doing this. She's a journalist. She's a travel journalist and she's traveled all over and she got a phenomenal award for this amazing article she wrote for mm-hmm. Alaska. And it was so humbling because it was one of those things where I started with her in that journey and it was really nice to bring her back in and see her growth because I've always saw something special in her and it was really cool to still be friends with someone and see their personal growth. I think for us, when we meet our guests, we really hope to be friends with them continuously after.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people we meet and interview, we really try to stay connected to them. Mm-hmm. And with her, we knew her before the podcast. So it's really wonderful to stay connected to these people and get to know their journeys and have them come along on ours as well. Like it's a really humbling experience. I love interviewing people and more meeting people and making friends. I think that's the big tie of why we love this podcast as well.
And you know, I love those stories and I'm going to keep continuing those. So my next question to you both is tell me about those three best trips that you have had and what did you learn from those trips? What new did you get introduced to and why would you go there again if you had a chance to?
I already know.
Oh my God.
That was the first one.
The first one's Japan.
Oh yeah. Honestly, that was.
Okay. So let me explain Japan. I'll try to be as quick as possible. Because I know we got three. Because I could talk about those trips like on their own episode.
Yeah.
For Japan, that was, I feel like, our dream trip.
It's always been, I would say, our reach because it's a very expensive place to go to in general. So it was always something that like we knew we'd have to be a little bit more established to get to, you know, in that sense, because it does take a lot of money to get there. So, but it was always a dream that we would get there.
Always a dream. I never thought early on in our lives that we'd even be able to do it.
Yeah.
So when we went, here's the thing. Everyone talks about, like, if you've ever heard people like, Japan's amazing, Tokyo's incredible. And like, you hear all these great things, you know? Yeah. And so like, people hype this place up. And sometimes, worst case scenario, the hype doesn't live up. You know what I mean? You're always like, oh, they overhyped it. Damn it. Like, you know, like that sucks. Japan was not overhyped.
Oh my God.
If anything, I went there and loving it even more. I would go back in a heartbeat. The people, the food, the culture, the experience. I think for me, the best part about travel is sometimes feeling like you're traveling. You know what I mean? Like you feel like you're in a whole nother world. And Japan felt that way.
Yeah, like we couldn't quote unquote blend in there. Like when we were in Europe, like as we studied abroad in Italy, people mistook us for Italians all the time, just the way that we look and like we have European backgrounds. But like when you're in Japan, like I agree. Like I felt like I was traveling there. Like it was so different from like where we're from. And it was just such a cool experience to feel really out of our elements, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's a very cool experience. And I would do it again.
Yeah. So when we went, that was just one of the bucket list places that felt like we made it in a way.
Yeah.
Like we really did this for ourselves. And we budgeted that. I just want to phrase that.
Yeah.
Like, we made sure we made that work. It wasn't, we haven't like quote unquote made it, but we made it work. Like that was great.
Yeah.
I would say Japan was a huge one.
Yeah.
And then the second one would be,
I'd probably say Vietnam. We ended up backpacking for 2 months in Southeast Asia. And Vietnam was we stayed there the longest. It's probably why I have more fondness for it.
Yeah.
But we ended up just like, you know, when we motorbiked, because we motorbiked from the south all the way up, like towards the center of Vietnam. And that itself, I wish that we did the whole trip that way.
Yeah.
It was the most phenomenal trip. The
the scenery, just everything was just so untouched. It was gorgeous. Like the people were so unbelievably kind.
And a lot of people say with Southeast Asia, it's definitely a backpacker trip. It's one of those like solo trips. People are like, you know, you got to do it once in your life. And I really felt that was the most empowering trip for the both of us. Yes. Like I felt it was one of those trips where it was like our first time doing, like we mentioned, we backpacked for 2 months. I've never traveled that long in my life before consistently, you know, like it's always been like sporadically. So it was the first time where I kind of had the confidence where I'm like, we could really do this. You know what I mean? Like, this is amazing. And that was like such an amazing takeaway from that trip.
And even with that trip as well, I would say the fact that I feel like that was the like least planned trip.
Yes.
Which made it that much more beautiful because it was just so many unexpected things that happened that just made that trip so much more gorgeous. You know, like, I just felt like every day was this new adventure that I didn't know it was to expect. And I think that itself was such an amazing trip. It's such a gift that we gave ourselves. And I think people should do this more for themselves. And I think definitely Vietnam, I would 100% go back to.
Then our third spot, I would say, I feel like, okay, I'm going to go back to my roots and respect my heritage. And I'm going to say Germany.
Yeah.
Because we're actually, it's funny. I know you mentioned earlier that people mistake us for Italian. We're German and Irish.
Yes.
And we're mostly German and Irish, a little bit Portuguese, but we're mostly German and Irish. Yeah. And when we went to Germany, I know it's really cliche and because I'm from America, I'm from New York, but I really felt this sense of home. And I felt like when I talked to some of these strangers, I saw some of my family members in them and it felt like some of the traits really shone through. And it was like this beautiful moment where I was just like, it was really cool to go back to in quote unquote, like homeland, even though America is my homeland. Yeah. I understand that, but it was this really beautiful moment because my dad, his father was from Germany and like our mom's mom was from Ireland. So we visited both places. It was this beautiful moment for, I think the both of us where we really felt like it was just,
this was cool.
This was really, really cool to kind of honor. I would definitely go back to Germany. I felt so honored to be there. And I would love to bring my family this time because we just went together, but I'd love to bring both my parents.
And I'd probably do that longer too. Because for when we went to Germany, we only went there because like we were at the time we were studying in Italy and we only Germany for like the weekend. So like for me, I was like, I would love to explore more of that country because there was just so much more that we didn't just get to do.
We did Oktoberfest because we were in college. Granted, still great outside of college. I would definitely recommend. It was wonderful experience. It was a little hazy, but I'd like to be a bit more sober next time I go.
Okay, super. Now just coming back to a little more serious question and you know, that kind of getting more into the experience side of your trip so that others can be inspired by it as well. You know, one of the aspects of people who want to leave their job and get, you know, just going exploring the world and finding meaningful conversations and cultures and just be a part of everything while traveling, right? How do they really survive when it comes to staying employed? What do you suggest them to do when, you know, when they can find things on the go with respect to jobs?
Honestly, valid question. And that's like a question we get a lot as well. Yeah. And we honestly, I have a lot of conversations with people where we meet people who are currently doing exactly what you just mentioned, where they're more traveling and working at the same time. Things that I've heard personally, I haven't experienced these things. These are just tips that I would recommend to people who want to maybe travel and have something a bit more stability is working. People sometimes recommend working at hostels because the room and board is free. So you just have to work, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Something that's also really cool is, like I mentioned, with our jobs in particular, which is wonderful and I feel super blessed by, is we just need a computer, a laptop. So if you can find an occupation that, you know, gives you that flexibility where all you need is a laptop, like you can be a virtual assistant. You can be train to be a graphic designer. There's free courses online. There's free courses for a lot of things, you know, and definitely utilize the internet. The internet is a beautiful gift that I think we all appreciate, hopefully. But honestly, when it comes to finding that stability, I just think you got to do the investigation like anybody. And I think hostels, virtual jobs, what else would you recommend, Kristen?
I would say though, like, let's say if like someone's in an occupation that maybe they don't have that flexibility, I think it's like important, I guess, to like, you know, make sure that the job that you're in, like, you know, talk to those people that are either like above you, like HR and things like that, to make sure that like, hey, like I'm interested in this. Do you have maybe like an international branch or like other things that like, you know, maybe that you can still be able to travel while have the same occupation that you're looking for? And granted, if travel is a priority to you and your job's not giving you that, then I would say go to a different job that maybe allows you to give that sort of flexibility. Because I do believe, you know, not everyone has that, the beauty of the internet or be able to, you know, work from their laptop. So there's other definitely avenues and opportunities, but I definitely think the unfortunate response is that it does depend on the occupation that you have, you know?
And also the location you pick. I know that some people who, if you want to have that experience, traveling to Australia, they have a year visa, working visa, where you can work however you want as a freelancer. So there's a lot of opportunity. It really depends where you go
and what you're willing to want to do. Like some of these jobs may not be something that glamorous. I would say glamorous, or they might not be something that's even in your field, but are you okay with that? You know, is that something that you're willing to want to do, or, you know, divert from the career that you're on right now?
Yes. And like I mentioned, like with the location, like Southeast Asia, it's much cheaper to be over there. So you can earn some money. So you can like kind of figure stuff out. So like we mentioned, it's a lot of investigating. There's like a list of checklists like that we can go off of. We have a few episodes actually that cover that on the podcast.
So about budgeting and making sure like traveling while working, I definitely advise checking that out.
Yes, for sure. We have more tips on there if you want more in-depth.
Okay, super. And you both also believe that travel leads to being open-minded, but the very first step towards traveling alone, say the solo trip part, which we touched upon, you know, not just women fear, but I know a lot of men also who believe that going on a solo trip, they kind of feel they're going to be judged on social media. And you know what else is that they feel that, then what will they do when they travel alone? You know, they have those kind of notions and phobia at times. Pro tips to overcome this, according to you.
I think for me, honestly, when it comes to that, a lot of those fears and insecurities are all like projections of like your inner self. I think I've gone through that where I think like, how do I look, or just in general, like to the outside world, especially with social media that you mentioned, or talking to people, it's intimidating. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's super intimidating. But I think that I think the most beautiful thing in travel that we both experience is the kindness of strangers. There's more people who want to talk to make friends than you realize, I think personally. To be totally honest, I think when it comes to that fear, it's just throwing yourself in there. I think that's the scariest part. Because once you start that step, you realize it's not as scary as you think it is. It's not as overwhelming as you think it is. And that was the gift of Southeast Asia for us, I think, where I realized that like, I kind of had all these doubts of being like, could we do this by ourselves? Like, is this too dangerous? Or like, are we going to make any friends? Like, I know we have each other, but as I know, granted, solo travel generally is one person. I mean, even though we're together, it does feel like two people who have no idea what's going on. So you feel like you're alone. So I just want to emphasize that. But to be totally frank with you, I know it's easier said than done because I've been through it. But I personally say with confidence, going in with an open mind with the just kindness is like you will, I really believe in energy. And I feel like whatever energy you emit, you're going to be attracting that. Yeah. So if you were excited, if you were adventurous, if you're introverted and you're going through it, people will always want to talk to you, especially travel. I think it honestly opens opportunity for conversation.
And I will say too, that like being a solo traveler, even being by yourself, you are actually more approachable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like if you think about even social situations, like granted, like outside of travel, like if you are in a room and someone is surrounded by five people, it's really hard for that one person to jump into that five person group. But if you are standing alone in a cafe, you are a lot more approachable to that person to go and talk to them and be like, hi, like, how are you doing? What are you doing here? Like, I think that like when we're traveling, if it's just Shannon and I, or even just by myself, like I've been approached so much more when I am by myself than I am in a group of people.
With friends.
With friends, you know? And I think that's like something that goes hand in hand, no matter what country you're in, people will still find it so much easier to approach you when you're solo traveling. Mm-hmm. And when people are, let's say, like, as you were saying before about like nervous about the judgment and other things like that, honestly, it depends on the person that's looking at you. If that person's quote unquote judging you, you don't want that person in your life. The person that you're going to attract is the person looking at you and go, wow, what a brave person for doing this alone. That's the person that's going to come up to you and talk to you, not the person that's quote unquote judging you.
Mm. They're the lonely ones, not you.
Yeah, honestly.
You want friends who support you and who are happy for your wins, not the people who judge you on social media. I agree.
And I think that's important to realize that you want to be surrounded by the people that are going to see that and go like, that's amazing. Yes.
All right. Superb, superb. Fantastic. Love the stories. Love the vibe. Love your energy. And now with that, ladies, that concludes the first round of questions. And now time to go to the rapid fire round of questions. That's in three. Ready for this?
Okay.
Best destinations, according to you both, to shoot TikTok videos or Instagram reels?
Ooh, wait, quick. Gotta be quick, right? All our TikToks are pretty much, actually, Japan. I'll say Japan. Japan, I take it back. Tokyo, Japan. Super fun. Yes.
Okay. Who inspired you both to travel?
Ooh, I would say each other.
Yeah. I would actually, not a specific person, but our conversations helped us really be like, should we do it? Let's do it. Like,
yeah.
They both convinced each other to do it.
I think we convinced each other. I think we're each other's muse.
Okay. Your favorite travel bloggers or influencers?
Ooh. I actually, big fan of Allison Wolf. We got to interview her and that was a dream. Yeah, she's Allison, wonderful. We love you. I love her. Yes.
Okay. One dish that you can never forget eating at one of your trips. Name the dish, name the destination, and what was it like?
Already, want to say it in unison? Wait, please, and then the food.
You go ahead.
Okay, South Korea dolbulgi, spicy rice cakes are like unreal, amazing. It's a street food. I'm obsessed.
It is literally. I dream about them
all the time. Yeah.
Wow, and you both have the same taste.
Yes. Oh yeah, no, I love spicy food, and dolbulgi is like
our favorite. We're those twins. We really like the same stuff.
Okay, super. Hostels or 5-star hotels?
Hostels, always.
Yeah, always meeting people.
I love hostels.
Okay, and I'd love to hear this. Have you both been mugged before during your travel?
I just got mugged. I just got on my last trip.
In Chicago.
In Chicago, which is...
Tell us about it.
In Chicago. It was really funny. I'm not gonna lie.
We've been like you said, over 21 countries at this point, and we get mugged in our own country.
In my own country. I was like, thank you, USA.
What happened?
Well, it was honest. I feel like it's actually kind of my fault. I can't even call it mugging. It was more pickpocketing. But we were in a cafe. My senses were dulled because I was very tired. And I had my bag right next to me. And I think the person behind just like got their arm underneath my coat and just was able to get my wallet. Tried to charge like $1,000 at Macy's. And I was like, what are you getting at Macy's for that much? I'd like to know. Did not go through, so don't worry. But the cops from Chicago were very nice and helped me through it. But it was a very comical situation. We literally were like, how did that happen? Like, that's crazy.
We've been all over and this is where it happened.
In Chicago. So be careful, guys. Chicago is, I mean, I love Chicago.
Actually, yeah, Chicago.
I actually loved it, even though I got mugged. Kind of pickpocketed.
Pickpocketed is nicer.
A better way to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, what's planned for you both this or the coming year when it comes to travel? Where are you heading next?
Ooh, well, you did mention
it. I did kind of mention it. Not that you knew, but actually, we want to go to Peru.
Yeah, right. We're turning 30 this year, 2022. And so for a milestone. So
yeah.
We want to go backpacking Peru and go do the Inca Trail. We want to go camping and do a few other things in Peru. But yeah, that's our big one.
We're doing a lot of research now, kind of figuring out like, you know, any like cultural things that we need to be aware of and things like that. So it's been a lot of researching now, but that's probably the one we're thinking
of. That's the direction we're going towards. Nothing's been booked yet, but we really hope that happens.
We're hearing it now.
Hearing it now. And if you follow us, you will see that journey.
Super. And finally, to sum up this amazing conversation, 3 absolute no's while traveling and 3 absolute must do's while traveling.
Oh, okay. The thing with the must knows, it depends on where you're at. Like, because for us, like, we tend to look at, like, when we're doing research, we do a lot of like cultural research. So, like, for example, like in Thailand, do not step on like coins or dollars because there's precious people that are on there that would deemed as disrespectful. So, don't do that when you're in Thailand.
And you have to wear like, you know, cover
your chest when you're in temples in Cambodia, like things like that. That I would like. Very highly advise, like, make sure to do your research before going to any country to make sure they're not being disrespectful or sort of any sort of way when you're there. Yeah. So it's like, depending on where you're at, I would say is a huge no-no.
Yeah. Cause New Yorkers, we can be loud. And in Japan,
you're in a subway,
don't
talk. They don't like it. And I know it sucks.
So. That's a no-no. Cause we get excited. So like, we have to calm down.
Yeah. I know we're a little loud.
We loud, but like, I agree with you. I think the 4 no's is more depends on where you go. So I think that's a general question for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to just tie in together is do your research on places and be respectful where you go. That's my biggest no-no. Like, just make sure to be respectful.
That's the culture that you're in. Yeah.
Wherever you are, be really respectful. The yeses, though, I think some of the best stories we've had, and obviously be careful because this could be a general question. This could be really general.
Yeah.
But say yes. Yeah. Just go for it. Even if you're a little, again, it depends on
the
situation.
Be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
I think that's a huge thing that we've learned and a huge, I always am like, okay, this makes me uncomfortable, but am I going to be safe? Yes. Okay, do it.
Yeah. What is my real factor? Is it fear or is it actual safety? Because that's a huge, that's a meter. That's a meter you should really be careful.
You should know.
You should know. So that's a big one. That's 1. 2.
I would actually say something that I like to do, and again, I think it even goes hand in hand with the reason why we have so many stories and why we've met so many people. Turn off your phone.
Yes.
I think it's huge to just be in the moment make sure that you're looking up at people, because granted, I think we've had more conversations because we weren't on our phone and that wasn't our priority. You know, like I think it's a huge thing to make sure that you're in the moment, looking around, just saying hi to people, making conversations, start that, you know, conversation with that person that's sitting at a cafe. You never know. You know, I think that's a huge, like, do that always.
Yeah.
And then another yes, let's see. I mean, I feel like there's a lot, but I'm like, you know.
When you say four, I'm like trying to get specific, but I get so general with these things. I'm just like, just do
so many.
It's like, yes, it's like my mantra. Like, just go for it. You know what I mean? Like, just do it. But I think another one is, I think you kind of mentioned earlier, is like, don't think about anyone else in a sense. Like, don't listen to any judgment or don't think about anyone else. Think about your own happiness.
Yes.
Like, honestly, when you plan a trip or whatever you do in life, I think that just goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Do what makes you happy. If that taking a photo makes you happy, if, you know, taking a pose, like making that TikTok, doing a reel, who cares what anyone at home says
or thinks?
You make the memories that you want to make without any judgment. I think that's really important for anyone. And I think that's something that we should all think about, like cheer each other
outside of travel and even travel. I think that's why we love travel so much, is because it gives me those lessons. I think traveling and just being in life itself do go hand in hand, you know?
Right. And the last one, that's a yes.
I think the last one too, actually, and I think it kind of goes same with hand in hand with like saying yes though, is trying the local dishes. That's something that you could never have at home.
I think try to be adventurous.
Try to be adventurous with eating.
As long as you don't have allergies.
Again, definitely gauge the safety of whatever your allergies are, but like try that dish, you know, like always get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. One of our rule of thumbs when we travel, like if we're somewhere else and it's like, we always, okay, what's a dish we can't get at home?
Yeah.
And I try to make it a point to either eat it or try it or anything.
And especially if I'm traveling, I try to avoid any kind of American food. I'm like, no, I can get this at home. I can never have it here. So I think that should be eating is a whole nother experience, a part of travel.
It's a whole other culture.
I say definitely try that dish that might not look the greatest to you, but you never know. I've had so many amazing dishes I never thought I'd like, and I like everything I've so far. Yeah. So you never know. That's definitely our four topic.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good one.
Superb. Fantastic. And with that, Shannon and Christy, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for making time for this conversation. You've both been wonderful. And before we go, where can our listeners get to know more about your podcast and your travel stories?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. You've been such a delight. I really appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, I know. And I know for anyone who wants to follow the Vogel Twins, it's pretty much on every platform. That's the name.
If you've enjoyed Hear More Travel Stories, we are always on every Monday.
Yeah, every Monday.
Our season's just wrapping up now. So definitely catch up for season 4 for 2022.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I had a great time hosting you both. And I wish you more and more travel journeys and more stories, so that we all can listen to it and be entertained. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And so that brings us to the end of today's conversation. And before we wrap up, here's an interesting fact for the day. According to a study stated in Travel and Leisure, every 60 seconds, around 56 individual pieces of luggage go missing. Have you had a similar experience to share? Then tell us about it. This is Dakshin Adyantaya signing off. Don't forget to hit the follow button on your favorite audio platforms or get in touch with me on thedeliberatetalks@gmail.com. Join in next Monday for a new episode. Until then, inspire and be inspired.